The Gemara writes that the nace of Purim was through Hester Panim. The nace of Mitzrayim was an open display of Hashem's glory and greatness, and therefore we mention it every Yontif. Purim, we don't mention every Yontif, although the outcome of the nace of Purim was more significant. On Purim we were saved from death, whereas in Mitzrayim we were saved from slavery. But since the miracle of Purim was performed through Hashem manipulating the Teva, as we see in many ways, and the Gra goes through almost every pasuk in the Megillah to demonstrate how every single point, every single event contributed to Hashem's plan and how he was manipulating events, and it was a hidden nace. So we don't emphasize this every Yontif. The Gra writes that this is the meaning of the pasuk Vayet Eleinu Chosed, which the Gemara explains to mean that Hashem tilted towards us with kindness. And the Gemara says this is talking about during the time of Haman. And what that means is that Hashem tilted the scales and events, Vayet, so that we benefited from His kindness. It was done all with subtlety, not explicitly. The Gra continues to explain how the miracle of Purim is so different than Yetzias Mitzrayim. He quotes a Gemara in Chulin, which asks a puzzling question. Esther min ha-Taira minayin. Where do we derive Esther Hamalka from the Taira? So the Gemara answers from the Pasuk. Va'anoichi hastir astir panai bayemahu. Hashem says, this is in the Teichacha, I will hide my face on that day. Now this Gemara is perplexing. Since when do we need a source for a tzaddik or a tzaddikus in the Torah? So the Gemara explains that a nace which happened in Eretz Yisrael, such as the nisim which occurred throughout the period of Nevi'im, done by Elio or Elisha and others, were not as impressive as the nace of Esther and Mordechai. In Eretz Yisrael, when the Jews ruled, Hashem's presence was openly displayed, and a miracle was another aspect of the Shekhinah which resided among us. But in Galus, Hashem, when Hashem is hiding Himself, where does the Torah tell us and teach us that Hashem will still perform miracles through Esther Panim, behind the cloak of Teva, of natural events? That's the Gemara's question. What is the source for this method, this approach, of Hashem's Hanhaga? So the Gemara answers from the Pasuk in the Teichacha that even during Esther Panim, the depth of the Teichacha, of the worst times in Klal Yisrael, Hashem will send Esther to be a shaliach, to bring about the hidden miracle. Now the Gemara quotes another Gemara, which we'll get to soon. In short, the Gemara is explaining that the nature of the nace of Purim was a nace performed during Hester Panim, when Hashem is disguising His actions through Teva, through seemingly natural, self-occurring events. The Gra explains that these miracles are actually much greater and impressive in a way than the open miracles which occurred in Eretz Yisrael when the Beis HaMikdash stood. That was to be expected. Hashem was displaying Himself, but the nace that happened during Galus are a great miracle indeed. In order to understand the depth of this concept, let's examine a Gemara in Masechtas Yuma. The Gemara says that the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah were given the title HaGedolah, the Great Ones, because they were able to reinstitute Shemayna Esrei as it was. Originally, Klal Yisrael would say, as we do today, in the very first bracha of Shemayna Esrei, HaKel, HaGadol, HaGibur, VaHanera. But then, as Klal Yisrael suffered through Nebuchadnezzar, Yirmiyahu said, we have to stop saying HaNoira, because Hashem isn't displaying any Noirois, any awesome acts right now. Then Daniel said, as they lived through the Golos in Babel, we have to stop saying HaGibor, because Hashem isn't displaying Gvura, He isn't displaying His strength. He's, so to speak, allowing Himself to be overcome by the enemy. But the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah said, on the contrary, the way we survived through the Golos, they were right after Golos Babel, right? Just as the second Beis HaMikdash was built. The way we survived through Golos demonstrates Hashem's strength and awesomeness. That is His Gvura, that's His Nairois. So they reestablished Menasre as it was originally, and we continue to say HaGibra VaHanaira. And the Marashah explains that the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah witnessed the miracle of Purim, and through that understood that on the contrary, the Hanhaga of Hashem through Hester Panim, the miracles that occur when Hashem is hiding his countenance, are actually greater and more impressive miracles, and demonstrate more than ever Hashem's greatness, his awesomeness, and his strength.